Welcome to The Dark Ones, a radio drama. Chapter 1. Lightning cracks across a dark sky, followed by a loud clap of thunder that rolls across the land. The rain hasn't started yet, but it's clear that this is going to be a storm for the ages. Another flash of lightning illuminates a quaint Eastern European town. Cobblestone roads cut between simple stone buildings and pointed spires. A lone, foreboding castle sits atop a hill overlooking the settlement. Yet another flash illuminates a shanty sign that's constructed just outside of town. It creaks and swings in the turbulent wind. Its fading, painted letters read, Transylvania.
Pardon. Pardon me.
A gangly girl pushed her way through the buzzing crowd that had gathered in front of one of the town's cottages. R.M. Renfield had pointed features and donned a cloak that fit as poorly as her lanky adolescent body. She clutched her hat and pushed deeper into the crowd.
Terribly sorry. Excuse me.
The crowd did little to accommodate her measly request, but somehow she managed to slide her way to the cottage door.
Hey, what are you...
A roaring fire greeted the girl inside. It warmed the room and cast light on Dr. John Seward, who was attending to a sickly, bedridden woman. The doctor turned to the newcomer and motioned for her to come.
Right away, sir.
Renfield pulled out a mason jar filled with a twisted root from her cloak and handed it over.
There was only this.
I did not expect there to be more. You've done what was requested.
Doctor.
Don't worry, Lucy. This should soothe your pain.
Doctor.
Hush. It'll be over soon.
Renfield watched tentatively as the doctor placed the root in Lucy's mouth. Her eyes drifted down to the woman's large, pregnant stomach.
Ready, Lucy? Hold on there.
I'm
going to need you to push, okay? Stay with me now. 1, 2, 3, push!
What's wrong with her?
She's gone.
Outside the cottage, the villagers were still waiting impatiently. Seward and Renfield made their way out to face the crowd.
What's the news?
What about the child?
They did not make it.
To the castle!
A lone, caped figure watched this ordeal from inside the castle that loomed overhead the town. The storm's light reflected off his pale, gaunt face, and his dark eyes were concerned as they studied the moving mass of people and fire. Count Dracula did not look pleased. Dracula made haste as he wound through the castle's cavernous corridors past portraits of his ancestor. He arrived at the front entrance and reached for a large wooden lever that was affixed to a series of gears near the door, winding up the drawbridge outside.
Grab hold of the drawbridge before it closes!
I've got it! Ready? Throw! It's hooked!
Pull! One more time! Pull! Forward!
Into the castle!
Bring a torch here.
Here.
Let us see what form this beast takes.
What's that?
Quiet! I shall speak to it. Your evil has killed a woman and her child.
I have done nothing.
Your life is a small price to pay for the curse you've laid.
I only wish there was something I could say to make you see the truth.
You're a liar. Attack!
Dracula disappeared into a wisp of black smoke.
Destroy this place!
Sir? Dr. Seward?
Follow me. We will not be deceived by this monster.
Of course, sir.
Here, take this rifle.
Yes, sir.
Learn to use it before the world demands you do so.
I will.
Tonight, we do the world a justice. Listen. Come. Our monster's this way.
Should we tell the others?
There's no need. There is little that can stop determination and righteous cause. Quick! Into the tower!
Is that...
Stay back from the edge. Guard me if need be, and do not fear your weapon.
What will you do?
Hold. beast! You have met your end! Turn to face me if you have any humanity!
I am not who you think I am.
I know what you are. Foul, rotten, scourge of the earth! You have plagued our town from this castle for far too long.
I have not left these walls in centuries. Believe me.
What is there to believe in the words of a monster?
I am no concern of yours.
You are evil!
Dr. Seward and Renfield watched as Dracula plummeted to Earth. A flash of blackness found the once good doctor's eyes, a blackness that was deep and endless. The wind and the rain struck Dracula's skin, each wave coming harder than the last. The vampire closed his eyes, finding concentration, and then a bat. Behind him, Castle Dracula was ablaze. Dracula's wings fought against the pounding rain, but it was too little, too late. A crack of lightning arced nearby, sending the count for a loop. The conditions were far too harsh for even him. He struggled with the last of his depleted energy, but it was not enough. Wind tossed him sideways, and then in a moment he was falling for what seemed like ages. A blur of images crossed his mind's eye. The castle, the crazed villagers. Oh, what a life he had lived. And then, there was only silence. You've been listening to The Dark Ones, a 7-part radio drama, written, directed, and engineered by Ryan Blewett. Starring Ryan Blewett, Shannon Barry, Sam Vest, TJ Smith, Nick Oldershaw, Megan Diebel. Music found at bensound.com, freestockmusic.com, and museopen.org. Please subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes and leave a review. You can contact the Dark Ones at contactthedarkones@gmail.com. Thank you and have a nice night.